Quacken Radio is now on the air. Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Ladies and gentlemen,
is everyone ready?
Are you ready? Yeah, let's party! It's time for the world's greatest internet radio show!
This is Spank! Wagon!
Nice recovery, dude.
You really got me by surprise. For tonight, I thought it was going to be Rave Wagon.
Yeah, well, you know, it's...
I was expecting I'd have to, like, go run, get some, you know, laundry detergent and a bucket of water and make some foam suds to throw around.
Everybody else is noticing that... You know, we decided to change up the playlist. I didn't miss sort it or anything. No. I'll have to fix that next week. You like this?
It's actually kind of good. I like this. This is like hacking music. This is the kind of shit you like sit there while you try to contemplate problems.
I can agree to that.
Yeah.
Actually, this is a song. It's called... Sperma Pornomatic by Analog Pussy.
It's pretty good.
Actually, it is. Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff from this group, but I don't know.
The band will break up one day and reform as, you know, Digital Vagina.
Digital Vagina, yeah. Reverend Hammer makes a suggestion in the chat room. Dry ice and water.
Yes.
Get the fog going.
I've never been to, you know, speaking of ice right there, I've heard of Club Ice here in Vegas. I've heard that's an interesting place to go. Basically, everyone gets high off of E.
Yeah,
and they get overheated, and they get drunk on alcohol, mm-hmm. and they're at the point of exhaustion, and then they fire off liquid nitrogen.
Oh, that's interesting. That's completely interesting.
They drop the temperature like 60 degrees in 10 seconds.
Jesus.
Something really intense like that. I'll have to find out the exact numbers, but it's like, wow.
Enough to put you in fucking
yeah.
shock.
So you're like, sweaty warehouse, sweaty warehouse, sweaty warehouse. Freezer, freezer, freezer.
There you go. Hey, you're listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is?
This is Spank Wagon Radio. Wow. I, of course, am the infallible Claude Balls.
And I'm your ever-present host, Trencher.
And we together are...
Wild Stallions? I don't know. Hey, really quick, before
you know
in...
you had the words right, but no emphasis, man. You're not a big Bill and Ted
I'm
fan?
I'm not a really big... No, not. Really not.
How can you not like that movie? It's a great film.
It's pretty easy not to like it. It's pretty hard to like it.
I can understand not liking The Bogus Journey. That was stupid.
Yeah, Bogus Journey was really bad. Do you know, I actually had a sociology teacher show Bogus Journey, and you tried to use that to explain theology. I mean, it was really stupid. Hey,
When did this happen?
Oh, God, years ago.
Fine Iowa Education Network. You're citing Bill and Ted.
Ted, yes. By the way, everybody wants to know, you are, like we said, Spankwagon Radio. You can find us at our official site.
www.spankwagon.net.
And there's a few ways to play along with us, which is really important when we come on a little later to do mad props and all that good stuff. I even have a Spankwagon PSA for tonight. We have Shitty Mitty and everything lined up and ready to go.
We're very excited.
You could join us online, though. This is very important. Go to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam/chat link. Or, if your computer leet, go ahead and go to irc.slashnet.org. The room is pound.
Spankwagon.
No, it isn't.
Or, excuse me.
Pound LB Rocks. Rocks.
That's right.
So
Spankwagon's the old one. It's still
there. Spankwagon's the old one. Still there. No one uses it. I mean,
it's the abandoned office. Let us know if you go into that room and find filing cabinets.
Filing cabinets full of personnel records.
Yeah.
Move your bottle. I can't see the chat screen. Hey, it looks like someone did make it today. Oh, yeah, guys. I'll make it. I even created a bit to satisfy one of his needs.
Really?
Absolutely.
Is it his need for belittlement?
No.
Because you seem to love to do that.
Well, I love to belittle the motherfucker, but that's just me.
You love to belittle anyone.
Anybody is in my path, absolutely. So you came in here pretty pissed off.
Yes, I'm very angry.
What the hell is going on, dude?
Well, as it turns out, there seems to be a little bit of a mishap.
What mishap?
Well, my PowerBook broke.
Like physically broke, or you physically crashed
broke.
Your, you
physically
crashed
broke.
OS?
No,
you physically
broke
it.
It'll power up and it'll work right now, but I can't use it for fear of breaking the video cable.
Oh, Jesus. What happened?
Turns out PowerBooks are very prone to hinge failure.
Yeah, hinge failure is one of the known things, especially with the old Wall Streets and I believe the Thai books. We don't have Virtual One in the chat room yet. Maybe he'd know, but he would definitely know. I mean,
yes. And I'm very pissed about this.
Well, how did it
break? My anger snowballed, and we're going to explain. What happened was...
Oh, dear God.
Oh, yes. What happened was I had a pillow over it, like a big, gigantic-ass couch pillow.
Okay.
Something of that size. And I was on my bed working last night on some items for another religious debate and some other stuff I was trying to port over to Spankwagon for the website, www.spankwagon.net. For a really great news story. Long story short, I put the pillow on top of it, leaned over, and the weight of the pillow is a big pillow, and my weight pushed on it. And apparently, if you bend the lid
was
back
it,
too
was
far,
the, was it
stop.
Open?
Yes, it was open.
Oh, Jesus, dude.
So what happened is it snapped the right side.
Okay.
Snapped that motherfucker just...
Tink, right in half.
I hear this crack.
Oh, come on.
I'm like,
you're
what the
me.
Fuck is this? So the thing was fully, like, flat at that point, leaned all the way back. And I said, what the... God damn it! Well, apparently there's another problem, too. If you take one spring and you break it right there, the problem is these have clutches in them.
Yes, they do.
To keep the everything upright. Mm-hmm. Right, it's not just regular hinge. So when I went to close the laptop lid, the other side broke. It went crack as I pulled forward and it snapped.
Well, you know, thinking about this, you can really spin this in a positive light. I mean, you have been talking about needing more hard drive and more computer.
Yes.
This may be a great reason or
a
great excuse.
Oh, yes. I see that Steve Jobs thinks like you, obviously. Let's go ahead and let me explain this. Let's explain this. First of all, the parts themselves to get Apple original OEM latches is about $120 per side.
Jesus.
Yes.
That's expensive.
That's very expensive because it's simply a hinge with a clutch inside.
Yeah.
And apparently they've had this problem since the Wall Street books. They've used the same exact hinge setup. But this gets better. This gets really good. I'm really
well,
I'm
except
really
for the new aluminums. I mean, they have a different hinge.
They do. I'm very happy with this one right now. I'm very proud of Apple having the forward-thinking ideals of General Motors for planned obsolescence. Number one, if you keep flexing these things like normal, you're going to fatigue and all PowerBooks will break eventually. It is a given.
Well, I mean, that's just kind of how it goes with...
It
goes without saying. I mean, anything
many
with
many
use.
People, many
you have a lot of use, you know?
Yes. And a very tiny little strip of aluminum is supposed to bear all this force.
Aluminium.
Yes. And now I wouldn't be so much upset about this as saying, maybe I have to repair some parts. Fine. First, I got angered at the price of $120 per.
Yeah, 100. So that's what, $240 now we're looking at.
And I can't repair the laptop.
Why not?
Well, Apple has decided not only when they build their PowerBooks do they use the finest parts available, they use the finest glue they can think of.
Oh, dear God.
That's right. The hinges are glued to the LCD monitor section. And the LCD monitor is glued to the titanium case. So if you bend the titanium case while trying to loose everything else out, you'll break the monitor. Apple's official fix for a broken hinge is an entire new LCD display.
Yep, that's about $1,000.
Oh, I can get a used one online for about $600.
Oh, yes. Everybody likes that kind of a deal.
And then I can go ahead and get some new OEM under the table shady shit for about $700. And if I buy it from Apple, they won't let me install it, so I have to pay them. So this is a mandatory $1,300 repair.
Geez, I think it'd be easier to buy a new computer, start the old one up in target disk mode, and take everything off of the hard drive.
I'm angry. I'm very fucking angry.
But I have to say, I mean, yeah, you could be angry at the prices, but it's kind of your fault it happened.
You know, I don't deny that. I do not deny that at all. I'm not saying...
I mean, from the sounds of it. Now, this is just me. From the sounds of it, the laptop was sitting on something, a pillow was on top of the laptop, and you were on moving over top of the pillow.
Yes, and this is and because of extreme use, and usually, apparently, they say about 4 to 5 years is the given time, so my pillow caused premature failure.
How many years have you had that? You've only had that laptop 3 years, 2 years?
Yeah.
You've had it for a while.
I've had that for almost 3 years now. This fall. This December, actually, I would have had that laptop 3 years. And what's really fun about this is just, you know, the repair itself has to take so much. I can pay $300 to have it done. Mm-hmm. And for an additional $70, they'll insert stainless steel hinges.
Oh, geez. Your car in this thing. Hey, by the way, the Juke says, I'd buy a PC. Well, dude, hardware is hardware. Nice. And a matter of fact, you know what? I'll even counter that. Guy we know, your friend, and not mine, Stitz, or everybody out there in the Spankland knows us, Tit. Tit used to own Sony Vaios. Tit used to make a marathon hobby of finding creative ways to gently break them. In other words, doing average everyday things, and they'd still crumble in his hands. Like, pick it up. Oh my God, did you know that broke it? Oh my Jesus. Oh, my favorite. Placed it down on a table. Oh, jeez, that broke it. Dude, it's just...
Vials are pretty bad, actually. They used to have, like, a built-in pivot feature that was made out of aluminum, which to me...
Aluminum?
This is shitty pot metal. It can't be aluminum, dude. It's crap. Trust me. And his broke the same way, like, this fucking hinge broke. Matter of fact, mine was so bad, it turns out that part of the hinge itself right there just fucking shattered.
So are you going to get another laptop, or are you going to get a...
Well, I'm going to probably go ahead and get another laptop, and this one right here... I'll see about later on if I can go ahead and either A, replace it myself, mm-hmm. or B, guess what? I have a new, like, really flat pancake Mac Mini.
There you go. It still works. You just have to have something hooked
Speaking
up.
Speaking of which,
as a matter of fact, you could clip the video, use that, plug that video into the back, and you can use that on a regular CRT, and that won't cause any issues.
Dude, I have just DVI. Well,
that's what I'm saying.
Too.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. You have DVI out. Just as long as the desktop has something to draw upon, it should be fine.
I'm just so pissed, man, because I was like, I'll probably never throw this computer away. I figured I'd have that PC for another couple of years, actually.
At least.
Because the damn thing runs so well.
Well, one thing I will say with, with Macintosh OS and hardware, I can get it to last 5 years.
And
I mean, in between PCs, in between Mac purchases, I go 5 years.
And I had to bust out the iMac that's not been formatted in 4 years.
Ooh.
Took me... some system upgrades and a lot of system optimization, and it runs better now. It runs efficient. I'm happy.
So at least you got the old... That actually used to be Studio B for Spankwagon.
Yes, it was.
So that's bad. That's up to snuff for you
so
for now.
So now I got to go buy another PowerBook.
Well, take me with you. I'd like to go with you when you go buy this.
Let's go tonight.
Tonight? I think we can do that.
I got to go get like the request form for my stuff at work. Matter of fact, Tit called me. Tit sold his house, as everyone knows, and got his money last night from his house sale. Tit's very happy, and Tit had a little money in his pocket to burn. He just wanted to be Brewster and get it out, and he bought another one of these PowerBooks last night.
Jesus.
He bought. He started with a Mac Mini to see what it was like, fell in love with it, and now he has a full-on PowerBook.
Nice. Very nice. And this was Tit was one of those people that advocated Macs suck.
Tit was someone for a long time hated Mac, and... completely did a change.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that you fucked up and broke your laptop. I know the laptop service well. You came in without the laptop, and I tell you what, this is I must be psychic, because today I decided I wanted to do Shitty MIDI, which normally you do off of your laptop.
Yes.
So today I'm like, I want to do Shitty MIDI. So I planned on that, and I actually put some stuff together and, you know, got it ready to go and brought it here. Was just going to give you the USB key so you could put it on yours.
Yeah,
but you're not here, so I got it on this machine. I just knew I better put it on this machine.
I'm so pissed about
this. Well, you can be pissed all you want, dude, but kind of your fault.
I'm not. You know what? If it was, the
I don't understand how. I can understand you're pissed that it happened.
I'm pissed that it happened. And I'm very pissed that Mac or Apple decided to go ahead and use this very shitty repair. You see, it's an L bracket like this.
Yes.
Okay. Picture like an L bracket, everyone. But the upper side of the L bracket is what's glued on, and on the bottom half of the L bracket is where you have a long flat piece of metal that's actually connected to a hinge. Okay. So it has to go like this.
Yeah, it doesn't swing. It doesn't close like a Pac-Man.
Right.
Take your L and like pivot
on your fingertip
to where your finger and will point you one way, yeah, and then point the other
actually,
way.
If you put two fingers on your thumb right there like an L, that's how wide it is.
Okay.
And the big problem with this is that's the only time that one thing up on the side is the only place it attaches to the monitor. And I'm very pissed that they fucking, instead of developing some like snap system, they glued my LCD monitor in place.
I don't understand. And this is the one time we should have Virtual One in the chat room, because Virtual One is a certified tech. Apple tech, he would be able to answer this for us. He'd be able to say, this is what you do or this is what you don't do.
I've seen other people repair it, but it's very, very risky.
Well, and considering the luck you had last time you had to tear apart your Mac.
I've bent part of the lower case on there.
So,
and I'm debating, should I go ahead and buy another hinge off of a used Mac and hope it works or what? But in any case right there, yeah. That one, I'll probably... Once I get another laptop, which will probably be next week at this rate, I'll go ahead and see if I can repair that one. Otherwise, it'll just become a permanent unit. Because I'm like, what's cheaper? Two hinges.
Or a new fucking machine.
No, let's see what's cheaper. Two hinges. Or do I just go ahead and get a wireless keyboard and mouse?
Hey!
And hook it up to the TV.
That's an interesting way to look at it, actually. Because yeah, you got the DVI out.
Yeah.
That's a very interesting.
And S video too.
Yeah, you do. I remember that.
Yeah, then I have alternate output that I can just plug into the surround sound system.
There you go. Yeah, maybe.
It angers me.
Well, it should happen.
It should
dude.
Not be that fucking difficult. To me, that's planned obsolescence, dude, where they're not fixing shit like that.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, Apple laptops last how much longer than PC equipment?
I will agree.
You know,
but
maybe
not physically.
Well, maybe so. Aside from unorthodox, extraneous use, I think that qualifies. So, but you'll like the new laptops, and I know that they are really, really keen.
I'm very funky on the keyboards.
You know, the keyboards are getting... It's like the white keyboards.
The new ones...
Have the silver keyboards.
Yes. Unless you buy the 12-inch, they come standard with ambient backlighting.
Which is very cool.
It is.
Very cool. You would appreciate ambient backlighting.
I've seen it already.
Yes, you would appreciate it.
However, I got to tell you, I like my old keyboard better. I like my old black keyboard. And the reason is...
Why don't you want to be part of the 21st century?
The new black my old black keyboard is concave, where my finger goes in the center of it, and I type
But you
no
know,
problem.
The interesting thing with the old black keyboard was the fact that it touched the screen.
The don't old black I know
keyboard,
it?
What, you know, your oils and finger deposits on that old black keyboard, if you held your laptop up and you looked at it, you could see the keys impressed upon, you know, the plastic screen of the LCD.
For anyone who doesn't know, Apple... basically, they buy their shit from Samsung for the LCD monitors. Now, these are top-quality monitors. They're really great, unless you're watching movies on them, and in which case everything looks like the Late Late Show in 1979. It's the truth. Anyhow, yeah, they're nice monitors, man, but I don't know what the hell they put on the front of it. For some reason, I've never seen a Wintel box that has this problem, but all Macs will suck up fingerprints like a mofo.
It will.
You actually have to use this... It's not a solvent. It's some sort of like cleaning.
Just have to use basic cleaner, but you can't.
That's the only way it'll get off.
Yeah, you can't use alcohol, obviously, because alcohol will actually dull the screen.
And you have to use cleaner to lift the shit off, and then
a buffer pad.
Yeah, it's like basically like trying to desolder with a piece of flex.
I always kind of equate it to, you know, the commercials where you see the oxidation on a car, and they show you the commercial, spray the wax on and rub it out.
That's great.
It's kind of what I always picture it as in my mind.
And all I can picture when you say that is Mr. T for that TR3 commercial. And I'd play that right now if the laptop wasn't
If your laptop was here, we'd play it. Hey, we got a call. Let's find out who this is. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the phone.
Hello, this is James. How you doing, boss?
How's it going? Pappy, right?
Yeah.
How's it going?
Not too bad. Just wanted to tell Claude I just caught a little bit of the show. Sorry to hear about his laptop. But it's just a freaking Mac, dude.
Well, you mean it's just a computer?
Well, not really.
Well, you have to remember something right here, dude. It's not that I'm torn up that I
can barely hear you.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let me amp up my mic.
How's that?
Oh, much, much better.
Oh, great. Someone's fiddling around with our goddamn switch again. Our phone patch. No, check it out, dude. Seriously, it's not so much I'm torn up that a Mac broke. I'm torn up because I'm one of the cheapest people that walks the face of the earth, and I have to buy a new PC now.
Oh, no. Here, I'm going to put Reverend on the phone, and you can talk to him about who's cheaper, you or me.
Oh, Jesus.
All right.
This will be interesting.
Oh, yeah, I get dragged into this. That's lovely. No, the discussion is who's cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's cheaper?
Well, how cheap is Claude? Let me ask that first.
Okay, I can answer that question.
How cheap am I? I've run out of toilet paper and had to use dirty Kleenex to wipe my ass.
The motherfucker is so cheap, he still has the same 6 shirts I've known him to ever own. In the past 5 years.
How long have you known him?
I've known him for 5 years. Lift up your arms on that shirt. Oh, this one doesn't have the armpits rubbed out. Oh, that side it does. This is what he considers business casual, and will show up to work.
Long-term investment. My clothes.
Oh, wow, that is pretty cheap, man.
So I think we've got a winner, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, let me put it this way. So you have some reference of how cheap Pappy Coon is?
No, tell us, please.
He will see, say, some computer store, whatever.
Okay.
Just, like, take whatever one you want. We see a clearance bin of software. He'll see a piece of software in there he might be interested in. If it's $5, you say, it's too expensive.
Well,
that's more buyer's remorse.
I mean, I'm still a guy that harasses the 15-year-old behind the counter at the music store, asking her what kind of demo tape she's got for free, and going like, come on, I know you got something. Simply because it's free. I've gotten a lot of good music I dug that way, like Cassius, and there's a lot of other shit that I've gotten. I'm like, no, but I'll take it anyway because it's free.
He is the king of cheap. You got to understand. I mean,
I have to admit that's pretty damn cheap.
See, so far
we're talking to a guy. At one point, my DeLorean was running. Okay, I set my idle speed on the DeLorean with a soup can lid, a rag, some RTV sealant, and a carriage bolt to block.
Okay,
the airflow.
You fucking beat him. You did. What? Just with that one little anecdote, you've beat Pappy Coon in the cheapness game. Congratulations.
In other words, basically, as we said, he is cheap because he uses a fucking soup can to fix his car.
It worked.
Oh yeah.
So there you go.
That's MacGyver level of cheap, and I have to, admire him for that. But yeah, that's still cheap.
It sucked though. Idle is at like 1,200, going, take it to the drive-thru, and they couldn't hear me.
They couldn't hear him. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Have a good one, guys.
Very interesting. The cheapathon between Reverend Hammer, Pappy Coon, Claude, and myself. As a matter of fact, they're one of the friends of Spankwagon, All-Star Felons. So if you go to spankwagon.net and click through to them.
Mm-hmm. All-Star Felons.
All-Star Felons.
They should have plugged themselves.
They should have.
Call back, get a free plug. Duke says he has a sweatshirt I write code in that I have had for at least 12 years. So he has an inspirational shirt.
So he has like an inspirational shirt. Sort of like Rocky.
Right. But he also says, I think I own 5 shirts, 4 black and 1 blue.
See, now I'm kind of... I actually own a lot of shirts, but I only wear 5 of them. But you see, here's
the
thing.
You wear the shirts with Imelda Marcos' shoes.
Yes, to a degree. But here's the thing. When they look ratty and they don't fit... They go, shoo, gone.
Well,
I don't
that with
keep
pants.
Them around. I just don't. You know? Well, you better damn well do with the pants. I hate to see you coming in here looking like Incredible Hulk, your pants all shredded, except for one area. Well, actually, you're fat, man, so that means you got to, when you run, and it does, the...
Dude, it's not, I'm not does, wearing does, corduroy,
crotch,
dude.
It does crotch friction until it wears smooth. So,
dude, it's not corduroy, dude.
The Duke says he's worn the cuff out of it from typing on a keyboard. Damn.
Wow. That's, that's pretty...
That's in... Dude, which hand though? Right or left hand only? Only takes the right hand, one hand to use a mouse. Come on now.
That's why you gotta
Let's
learn.
Be fair.
That's why you gotta learn to service yourself with the left hand, dude, so you can still click.
Then he wears out the elbow on the left hand.
Hey, I'm not afraid to say it, man. Broke my right arm in high school. Had to learn to hit it with the left hand. You know what? That was an invaluable talent I developed. Can only imagine what it would be like to have to struggle with the right and click at the same time. Because I can't use the mouse with the left hand. But I can beat it like it owes me money with the left one.
Oh, that ain't right.
All right. I figured while we're sharing, we'll give a little more information than he did.
Just to let everybody know, we got a lot of great people in the chat room. I see a ton of names I haven't seen before, even a couple that I've never seen before. So thank you very much. You are listening to
Spank Wagon Radio.
By the way, we're going to go ahead and cut to a break, since I'm covering the music break.
Because
Hinge Boy here.
Fucking good, damn it. And I wouldn't be, I'm not so much upset about the fact I broke it, dude. I'm so pissed about the fact that they make it so difficult to repair on purpose. The one area they get cheap on, they glued my laptop together. Part of my laptop, ladies and gentlemen, is held together with glue. Just, you think about that.
High quality engineering.
Hope you eat the paste and choke on it, Jobs.
We'll be back.
As soon as
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. with up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing at the insanity. This quote is what's making me laugh completely out of context.
Oh, okay, like, way out of context.
I didn't lose my legs in Vietnam so he could get some high score. We'll work that into a conversation somehow.
Yeah, one of these
That's
days.
That's good. Could be worse. Last night, ate at the Cheesecake Factory last night. That was pretty horrible.
Okay.
I had an interesting night last night. We went to the Cheesecake Factory. They can't make a cocktail there, let alone pasta.
Okay, yeah.
They don't have spicy food. We ordered firecracker shrimp and stuff.
Yeah.
We were, like, asking them for, like, pure chili oil, and they didn't have that. The shit was sweet. We thought they said firecracker. I know. Dude, it was like going to a fucking Hooters where women are trying to be, like, nice to you to get tips, and we're like, do you have anything hotter? I have spicy peanut oil.
Peanut oil.
Peanut oil.
Okay. God,
I had the worst martini ever, I think, perhaps. Dude, I ordered a dirty martini, and my olives came stuffed with blue cheese.
Yeah.
So then I started drinking this. I'm like, hey, this is pretty good. I guess it's not too bad. So I discovered he didn't actually mix my martini. So I'm going through, and I'm like, yeah, no wonder this is really good, because I'm drinking vodka and brine water. Then I hit pure vermouth.
No.
God damn, kill me now.
Nice.
Then I had some fruity foo-foo drink, and I'm like, there's alcohol in this? Where?
Well, you know, welcome to the Cheesecake Factory. The only thing they specialize in get right is, obviously, the cheesecake.
And even then, dude, their cheesecake tastes all the same to me, dude.
It does.
It's like pure sugar that's whipped into a cream with, like, mild flavoring here or there. That's about it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I've eaten the Cheesecake Factory a few times, and it's been each time. My wife, she loves the place, and I don't know why. It doesn't make any sense to me.
I topped it off with watching a fantastic film last night. Twin Peaks, Fire, Walk With Me.
I knew what he was watching, so I'm just kind of like groaning now. No.
Has anybody ever seen Twin Peaks? And the reason I'm asking this, I'm not trying to like start something intellectual.
Don't. We're definitely in the wrong. We have the wrong audience for something intellectual.
I'm sorry. A flame war for this with pseudo intellectualism. Seriously, though, in the chat room, I read up on the IMDb that you have to watch the series for this movie to make sense.
Yes.
Can you please call in or whatever?
Write it on the site because I don't want to hear about.
Please tell me the synopsis. I don't understand this movie.
Matter of fact, anybody listening, if you understand the movie Twin Peaks Fire Walk With Me and the series, write something up for Claude on the site, spankwagon.net.
I don't get it. Her father was turned out to be the evil man that was doing her, and then he killed her, and Laura Palmer's a high school homecoming queen who looks like she just is trying to interview for a temp job in New York. Because she looks like she's like fucking 30, dude. I'm like, no, dude, this is really fucked up. These are not teenagers.
Well, and there you go. I mean, look at who David Lynch. Dude. David fucking Lynch.
Dude, I've seen Blue Velvet. I liked Blue Velvet.
Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Jesus. Twin Peaks. This guy doesn't make anything that anybody else other than him.
No, dude.
Understands.
Okay. Blue Velvet has a redeeming factor, dude. Okay, number one, I got Blue Velvet. I really liked the story. I thought it was pretty good. Maybe I liked it because I managed to get it, like some kind of hard, you know, mathematical equation that you have to solve. But yeah, dude, Blue Velvet has a redeeming factor because at least there's the fun-loving Frank Booth. I've never seen another movie in my life where someone asks someone else to quote toast their fuck. See, Frank Booth has got a lot of one-liners you can work into a conversation, or at least a drunken screaming match or whatever.
I think most of it is a drunken and screaming match, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of. But like I say, dude, at least Blue Velvet had redeeming factor. You know, you had that. Yeah. But Twin Peaks had fucking nothing at all. There's the midget from Carnival running around. And he talks like Hunter S. Thompson on... Adrenochrome. And I'm just like, oh, Jesus, what the hell is
click.
This?
Click. Okay, so anyhow.
And Randall flags in it, too. So please, anyone out there, explain this movie to me. This is like one of the things that if I don't figure it out, I'll like have I'll go crazy. Cause like I want to understand. If nothing else, I go, oh, that's all. No, it's not that, dude. It's not that, dude. I know UFOs don't exist.
Okay. Anyhow.
At least that's what the government says.
Hey, by the way, you're listening to?
You're listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Hey, there are a few ways to get a hold of us. First off, if you want to join us live, you can go into the chat room, irc.slashnet.org/lvrocks. Another way to do it is go to spankwagon.net, click on the cam and chat link, because we got the webcam going, so that means you can watch us as we do the show. You can also chat along, which we really appreciate. We're going to let everybody know now, get into the chat room, because Mad Props will be coming up probably after 7 o'clock sometime. Also want to let everybody know that we do have the phone lines, and they are open. Reverend already knew the number, but...
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120.
But we're going to tell it to you so you know it now.
1-866-LV-ROCKS, Las Vegas Locals, 383-8120. See, I was just trying to, you know, show
you
good
were, editing. You were paying attention to the chat room because, you know, they're...
They'll find me dead in my bathtub with an aneurysm. Nah, I don't think so. Yeah, well, yeah. But no, not because I'm gonna be like the dude from the cell.
So you wanna do our little PSA that we were talking about here?
No, I don't.
Okay.
The show will stop until someone explains Twin Peaks to me.
The show.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, thank God, because I'm like, you're serious about that. I'll turn off your mic and finish without you.
I really do need to know, though.
Well,
anyhow.
And we'll say this, one more begging and pleading. Anybody wants to write up something, post it to spankwagon.net, and we'll go over it on the next show. Or whenever it shows up, we'll go over it on the following show. So that way, you know.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'll be fine. Go ahead, please. Please, I'm serious.
By the way, the chat room is pointing out that they're in different time zones, so we just have to point out that here in Las Vegas, after the 7 o'clock hour, you fucking ass ponies.
Yes.
All right. First off, let me give a little bit of background on what we have going on here.
We feel, especially after Twin Peaks right there, we need to give a little something back to everyone.
Drop to me. Please go the rest of the show without mentioning that fucking horrible film. I actually watched that back when it came out.
You seen it in the theater?
I actually saw it when it came out on video cassette tape. Dude, that was the worst waste of my time ever. I barely watched the show, so I will admit that. And, you know, I barely got into the show, but I decided, let's see what the movie brings. Dude, the movie brought nothing to the table for me. It didn't even bring an hors d'oeuvre, okay? It brought zero. It didn't even bring a fork to the table. Nothing. All right, so here's what's going on. Basically, we're going to do our Spankwagon and PSA, but first we're going to give you a little bit of background. A little bit of an article that I picked up today off of Slashdot, which is also from IC Wales, the international website of Wales. Wales.
Where is Wales?
It's in England.
Is it? Because I seriously don't know. I always get confused. Is Wales near England or New Zealand?
No, it's in England. Wales,
okay.
Wales is a United Kingdom.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Where is it exactly? Because I know where Ireland and Scotland are.
I want to say it's on the southwestern bank. Yeah, I believe it's southwestern. I believe.
And where are the Falkland Islands?
I have no fucking clue. What do I look like? What are you, a geography teacher?
No.
You failed.
I'm just curious.
All right. Well, anyhow, let's get back to the article.
Are the Falkland Islands near Twin Peaks? I'm just kidding.
Do they have Twin Peaks?
All right.
Office workers are baffled by computer jargon that make them nervous. And also make business blunders because they see IT speak. I love this one.
IT speak.
IT speak as a foreign language. This is a survey that was conducted among office workers. 26% aren't sure what a firewall does, and therefore have been tempted to turn it off.
IT speak.
By the way, a firewall is a form of security that prevents unauthorized access from the internet. A massive 61% do not understand the difference between gigabytes, kilobytes, megabytes.
No, man, the firewall, dude. That's when you're like seeing like a Cinderella in concert and they start playing. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Everyone holds up their lighter, man.
That's a firewall.
That's a firewall.
Around 48% are confused by the different kinds of files like JPEGs and PDFs and don't know how they should be used. A further 23% are not sure whether to upload or download, requesting further contact with the ID department for explanation. Wow. They don't understand JavaScript, cookies, Trojan horses, or worms. That's over two-thirds, 68%, of office workers believe the IT lingo is incomprehensible. Nearly 75% of the people said they spend more than an hour every week trying to figure out what something means in order to finish a task. Remember, folks, these are the people at the DMV working for you, and they have no fucking clue what they're doing.
That's why they're government employees.
Exactly.
Working in the public sector.
So here's what we're going to do. We are going to go ahead here at Spankwagon and do a little PSA for everyone. Do a little public service announcement, if you will.
Because the more you know.
So what we're going to do is we're going to take some of these terms that they mentioned. They give their definitions. We're going to give real definitions. Definitions that mean something.
Kind of like when you took like Spanish in high school, but they wouldn't tell you like real definitions for real, honest to goodness, conversational Spanish.
Yeah.
So you still, even though you knew some Spanish words, you still couldn't actually communicate with someone who was Spanish.
Exactly, and that's what we're going to do for you. This is a Spankwagon PSA. We feel this is necessary for everybody out there. First off, the first word, megabytes. Megabytes, Claude. Do you want to?
Megabyte. Yeah, I believe megabyte is. You know, what you do when you take a really big bite out of a hamburger.
It's a megabyte. Another word for a megabyte? It's the new supersize for the 21st century.
That's right.
It's a megabyte. Here we go. Gigabyte. Huh, I got one.
Go ahead.
A gigabyte. It's when you go pay money for that concert and it really sucks. Man, that gigabyte.
That's better than mine, yes.
JPEG.
JPEG is when you peg a Japanese person.
Yes, it's what every male white guy wants to do. It's JPEG. It's when you
want to go.
When you want to just peg a, you know, a little Japanese chick.
Well, you really don't know what pegging is, do you?
We're just going with it. Shut up.
Pegging is where a chick puts on a strap.
Oh,
on
that's it. Right. That's right. I got it backwards. I guess that's what Claude wants a little Japanese girl to do to him.
She's not gonna white peg. No.
Well, she's a J who's pegging.
No, no, no.
She's a JPEG.
I think it's Flying J's wife.
Oh!
Oh, that'd be
isn't
a,
that
that'd
the
be
truth?
A tie peg. I'm sorry.
Oh, a tie peg. All right, here we go. PDF. PDF. Ready for this one?
Go ahead.
LOL, OMG, RTFL, BBQ.
PDF.
PDF.
It's a document containing info on the ugly woman at the end of the bar. She's pretty damn fugly.
By the way, Reverend Hammer says he loves to JPEG someone. Boy, wait till that leg catches up to the chat room and they realize pegging is when you get...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's going to backfire.
If that's your love, Reverend, go for it. Hey, Excel. Excel.
Excel. That's when you break up with your girlfriend and she sells all your shit off. Man, my ex sells all my shit today at a yard sale.
Oh, my God, that's horrible. We should have Flying J here for that one.
Flying J is Excel.
Is Excel everything that Flying J owns? He got pegged. He got JPEG. All right, we've got JavaScript. A good, usable, everyday, for the common man, definition of JavaScript.
JavaScript is the same opening everybody at Starbucks reads to you when you go to order.
Thank you for visiting Starbucks. What can I get for you today?
No, this is not Seattle's best coffee. We do not put other people out of business. And our shit is organically grown by child labor in the
Guatemala.
Guatemala.
So that what is again? This is a JavaScript?
That's a JavaScript.
Let's hear JavaScript one more time.
Welcome to Starbucks. Can I take your order today?
JavaScript.
That's JavaScript. If you don't have a good job, you're reading JavaScript the rest of your life.
Pretty much. Cookies. A real-world definition of the computer term, cookies.
That's the shit that programmers eat that makes them so fucking fat, dude.
But obviously one, when they're in chat room, doesn't eat a lot of cookies because he's still wearing the same shirt for the past 12 years.
You know what? Maybe he thought ahead and invested in a lot of fabric. He's growing into it.
It's a tent and tarp. It's not a sweatshirt.
It was then.
Okay, here we go. We got one here.
Start with a car cover.
One of those inflatable car covers that, you know, anyhow. We have one here. Trojan horse. The computer definition of, the real world definition of the computer term, Trojan horse.
That is the size of a condom you wish you could fit into.
A Trojan horse. And let's go with this one, a worm.
That's a descriptive definition which tells you why you can't fit into the Trojan horse.
I'd wear a Trojan horse, but I've got a worm.
Therefore, I'm wearing finger condoms.
Will you please JPEG me? Oh, no. and then for you folks, this is a spank wagon public service announcement, because we not only believe the more you know, the better you are, but we like lying to people bald-faced.
You know, you got to, you know, get that bleeding edge advantage in the workplace. So competition's hard out there,
dude. You could go up to that really cute office assistant and go, hey, you know, would you like to get together for some JPEG?
Don't worry, I've got a Trojan horse.
Oh, no, those rumors about the worm are just, you know, not real at all.
Unless you want to rise up real early to catch it.
Why don't we head out to dinner? Maybe we can go get a megabyte and go see a show. Hopefully it won't gigabyte.
But later on, you'll probably just Excel all my shit off.
There you go. The Spank Wagon PSA.
That was pretty good, actually.
That was really good. So there we go. The chat room sort of...
They're arguing over girls right
now.
Oh,
Jesus. We mentioned Jap girls. Okay, first thing we noticed earlier today, earlier in the show, is we mentioned, you know, we play something 8-bit. Something, you know... We do this. We play this. They fucking go off into a complete spasm.
They like it.
They do, but man, they were starting talking about video games. Then we mentioned J, and then all of a sudden, you know, Japanese, and they're like, oh my God.
Let's see what they're pining over. They're pining over a Jap goth chick.
Is that even tech? I mean, isn't that even... What do the Japanese have to be depressed about? And where are her boobies?
Is so small.
She has no tits. I can see why she's depressed now. Oh, woe is me. Life is bad. Got no cleavage. How sad.
And you know what? Yeah. Wow, dude. That was a couple more words. That would have been a haiku.
That was cut off the cuff, too, so you have to forgive me.
No, man.
No, I don't want floor sample.
There we go. Great. People are like, are we getting a PSA or mad props? We don't know.
Well, obviously you haven't listened to the show in ages, because you know that isn't the mad props music.
Not for a long time. Anyhow, check this out, dude. I can understand why they go crazy over the Asian chicks.
No, why? Why? Please tell me why.
It's the blue hair, man.
Not all Asian chicks have blue hair.
No, they should. Anyhow.
They should. Okay, so why is this why you go crazy over Japanese chicks?
Actually, no, that's not why.
Well,
any woman with pink or blue hair, especially pink hair.
What if they weigh a ton? What if they weigh a goddamn ton?
And you
a metric fucking ton, find a fold, slap it, watch it ripple up and down like a Venetian blind. And she has
pink Japanese?
No, she has pink hair. Because you didn't say, you said any girl with pink hair.
Okay, that is true. That is true, definitely. Any girl with pink hair just will really kind of, you know, get my gonads a pumping.
Wow, yeah. even the one I described that if you slapped her fat, it'd be like watching a Venetian blind wrinkle.
You know what, dude? It kind of depends, dude. If I block out the rest of her body and just focus on the face, then yeah. Of course, there is a fucking limit. Of course, dude. That's like me. That's like you saying, you know, I'll try anything once, and I say like, hey, Mark, have you thought about a scat fetish? you know what I mean? Okay,
no,
so there are natural limits.
Yeah,
you
well,
have
everyone
to.
Everyone has
to
a natural limit. I understand that, but hey, maybe anybody else can call up and explain this to little old me, because you know I'm the Midwestern here.
I could go ahead.
I'll
and
play
try
that dumb angle.
I could go ahead and try to define it as best I could.
Anybody, give us a call 1-866 LV Rux 1-866 LV ROCKS local Vegas 383-8120.
In all honesty right there, first of all, I like the features. I like women that have thin eyes right there.
Thin eyes.
And that,
what the hell is a fat eye?
Well, like really round, you know?
Punch.
No.
I gave you a fat eye.
Dumb shit. No. No, I like women.
I got the thin eye. I work on it for 14 hours. 1 and 2 and 3 and 4.
Not like that, dude.
Fuck,
no. That's not limited to Asian women though, because you can see like Jewish women that have that too.
Oh yeah, there's Swedish women with it. I mean, look at Bjork.
Right.
I have to say one word, he's like, great, and the underside of the table is gonna be all gooey.
Anyhow, no, part of it is that look right there, and I think the other kind of a turn on for Asian women, if you want to know the truth.
Yeah, what's that?
I think in a lot of cases, I think God, and I know I'm going to piss off so many people like this. And I, yes, this is not a fair statement, I understand, before I say this. So we're going to give you that disclaimer. But I think the problem is a lot of white women are just too stuck up.
To do colored hair.
No, I just think they're fucking stuck up in general.
So, in other words, you have an Asian fetish because you can't get a date with an American chick.
Not necessarily. It's not that at all.
Well, they're stuck up. I mean, this is obviously a personal opinion.
It is a personal opinion. I think what it comes with, when it turns out to be with a lot of Caucasian women, especially, and I'm not saying Caucasian women worldwide, I'm saying specifically like American women.
Okay.
I think what it is I really believe that a lot of them are like, well, I don't know, and they're very wishy-washy, and they don't want to know what they want to do in life.
By the way, BMM is asking, Bork is Swedish?
No, she's Icelandic.
Oh, I'm sorry. I got to back ass words then. My bad.
I think what it is I think a lot of times, you know, when it deals with Caucasian women, they're like, I don't know what I want to do in life, and I'm not sure. I need some me time and stuff. And I think when it comes to a lot of the Asian women, too, I think because of their family upbringing a lot of times, you know, that they have that attitude of being grateful for having a significant other, especially when it enters into marriage. Granted, you know.
So wait a minute. You're basically saying, first off, that American chicks are stuck up. Secondly, you're saying that.
Wait, yes, you did.
I
said many American Caucasian women are stuck
up. Okay, many American Caucasian women are stuck up. Secondly, you're saying that you could come in and play the role of a sugar daddy with low effort.
Yes.
Okay, so we have two reasons, and they're really not good reasons. I mean,
we're being honest here.
Well, no, you're being completely frank.
And I think these are values that
a
lot of geek boys share.
No one's calling in like we asked, so yes, keep going.
I think that's a value that a lot of geek boys or geeks out there share. When it comes to the fanboy thing with geeks and stuff, I think it's something that they really honestly do share. You know, along those same tokens and stuff right there, you know. And like I say, I'm not like, you know, ruling any race out, dude, because to me, dude, it's all pink on the inside. I don't care.
Oh, wonderful.
You know.
So now you're saying that, one, white American women are stuck up. Two, go for the easy sugar daddy status of $1.50 with the J girls.
You know what?
Your
currency goes a lot further over there.
Well, yes. And third, you're saying that, well, no matter what, though, I'll fuck anything that moves.
Not, well, there are standards, like I said.
It's all pink on the inside.
Well, sometimes, you know, you do care about the outside package, yes.
Okay, all right.
I'm saying that from a statistic of someone who would, you know, specifically exclude a racial group for a particular reason.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Okay.
I wouldn't.
Now, you want to hear the reason?
Go ahead.
This isn't why I think, you know, let me rephrase this, because it's going to sound like I'm saying that I don't think Japanese girls are cute. There are some cute Japanese girls.
I think a lot of it is like, you know, it's
here's
like,
Here's the thing.
It's the exoticness, too.
It's the exoticness in the past 20 fucking years. Because 20 years ago, no one saw Japanese girls like that.
I don't think, and I think the reason a lot of dudes like me back then, if I was around 20 years ago, didn't see Japanese women like that.
Well,
I think we had, one reason was we had less exposure to them, especially in the media.
So, okay, so you're thinking that immediate exposure...
I said, damn, look at that.
Okay.
Makes sense. Yeah.
No, it makes sense. See, that's my opinion. That's why that I think that the whole, I mean, manga, anime, hentai, we'll even go that route, I should say, those three, they're big because they're new to our society, relatively new, within the past 20 years, really, before...
Definitely, and I think fetishism does play a part of that. Number one, Japanese chicks love the schoolgirl thing.
Yeah,
you don't get the Catholic schoolgirl thing right there, but you still get the Sailor Moon outfit with the bobby socks.
By the way, Akari is asking in the chat room, Claude, are you talking about the Asian American women or the off the boat Asians?
That is a very good point. It depends.
So it's
going to depend.
An American Asian obviously will not fall. Not all they're going to pick the stuck up tendencies. They're going to be a little more expensive than
depends.
$1.50.
It depends. It depends on what. It depends on how Americanized their family is. Yes, if you get a fob, you basically what's going to happen is you're going to, you know, it's going to be like a dependent situation where they're going to rely on you and they're going to be like a clinging vine, so you do have to worry about that in some cases.
Yeah.
So you do want them to have some sort of sense of independence. Another problem that you do have is when if Asian people do become too kind of Americanized, you know, they're going to be very, you know, fucking Khan from King of the Hill-esque, where, you know, fucking money and success is everything. Fuck this, fuck that. See that a lot in Los Angeles. And for some reason, and I'm going to be completely frank here, I don't understand why Asian people gravitate towards being black.
Wow, where did that come from? Because I mean,
they get that gangster attitude and shit, and at that point they're ruined, man. It's like butterfly wings that have been touched.
very, very interesting. I mean, we're jumping topics here, so if anybody's keeping score, we're really going to jump topics.
Granted, that's kind of limited to Orange County.
No, I don't think so, because, I mean, you're right. I mean, I've seen a lot of cases where Asian, we'll even gender loose, or not gender loose, but nationality loose, Asian American.
Right, it depends.
They go thug very easily.
They do. An Asian, Americanized Asian women will go one of two routes. She either becomes emo with some cute glasses right there and just cannot get enough of the sex, or she becomes straight out fucking thuggish and will cut a motherfucker smooth.
Well, there's something new I don't think I hear very often.
Like I say,
this show broadening your horizons for the past 5 years.
And like I say, there is definitely a certain exotic look about Asian women that you know, it's kind of like, hey, yeah. Especially the fact that, you know, they're all so cute, like that, you know. They're
you want the tittering Asian, and you're not going to get the little tittering Asian.
I think
you want that. Listen to Stitson after you tell a joke. There's your tittering Asian.
You don't ruin the fantasy.
Think about it. Every time you're thinking a little, na 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 na, think of fucking this, because the laugh is the same. There, we just fit one of your requirements.
Like I say, that's
deny. Move on.
Yes, you got it right.
Yes, I'm not going to deny that.
An old deny the denial. Well, that was redundant of me. No,
I'm not lying much. I am.
Granted, I also have to say, when it comes to Asian women, I'm a little bit, I do kind of go for the Asian chicks.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah, and that is because of past relationships.
If one of our listeners, I don't know. I don't really know any of the nationalities of most of our listeners. But if any of our listeners, let's say we're Asian, and they had a cute sister, old enough for you.
Yeah.
We'll qualify. And they've said, hey, why don't you, they set up a blind date. Would you go for it? They set up a blind date. An Asian listener, sister, whatever, and you going on a blind date. And would you record it for the show?
You know what? There's a side of me that wants to say no, and the reason why is because of a past bad blind date experience. I stood a woman up once.
Really?
On a blind date, yes. I caught a look of her first and realized she was a big girl.
Oh, really? Wait a minute, mister. I don't mind how big they are, within reason, as long if she had pink hair, would you date her?
She's out of reason. No.
No. How
no.
big is big?
No. First of all, she was taller than me. And she had to have it, honestly, she probably had at least about 120 pounds on me.
Whoa!
I was told by everyone, yeah, she's got a good mind. I'm like, well, that whole mind versus beauty thing's a myth, I'm sure. Guys,
you got suckered. You got suckered.
I drove away, man. Fortunately, no one knew what I looked like yet.
Did they know what car you drove?
No.
So you weren't driving the DeLorean?
No.
Because you'd be obvious.
I was still driving the Hyundai.
Oh, okay. So you really, yeah. You really fit in with the domestic loser.
Yeah. Fuck you. No. And like I say, in all honesty right there, the Asian woman thing, the exotic thing, yeah, that does have a part.
What if she was Asian, but she was 120 bigger than you and a foot taller?
You know,
add that little kit.
God damn. I gotta say, you know what? That does kind of change things. Because, number one, if... You know, some full-figured Asian women are not easy to come by. That's kind of rare.
Well, it's very true.
And typically, the reason I'm more prone to go on a blind date with an Asian woman is because, let's face it, dude, they eat like birds.
Oh, you're...
What?
Wait, now we're going back to what we were talking about in the first hour, the whole fucking cheapness. So you're going to... Okay, $1.50 sugar... You are forever known as the $1.50 sugar daddy.
The $1.50 sugar daddy.
Pure and fucking simple, dude. You're so damn cheap. You're the $1.50 sugar daddy.
Dude, that sounds like a fucking reality show by Chuck Barris, dude.
Well, I think we've got a winner here. I'm just saying.
The $1.50 sugar daddy.
I'm writing this shit down. Keep them entertained.
Yes. Bless you, Tyke. Bless you. He gave me a link. Let's see how good this one is.
You're now, what the hell?
It said cosplay. Apparently, we were looking at Michelangelo work a Muppet.
That is definitely not safe for work. Anybody in the chat room, be careful what you click.
It looks like Max Hardcore Porn, if you want to know the truth.
It kind of does.
I was excited. I saw the word cosplay in the link, and I'm like, yeah, pink hair, I come. Fuck.
Well, Casey, the Juke put some pick up here. Who's this?
don't know. Let's see.
It looks... Oh, actually, it's everybody from his show.
Yes, and we get to see someone doing the oral sex for women move. Apparently, there's Jack Black's cousin in the background.
Which one's the juke, I wonder? Because he's obviously in that picture. Is he that he's the loser taking the picture?
Ouch, boy.
By the way,
you
Juke,
just want to cut everybody
well,
deep.
You know, hey, you got to love your syndicates. By the way, Juke is kchost.net.
Yes. Free plug.
Stab, wound, heal.
No, the eating like a bird thing has nothing at all to do with, you know.
Reverend points out, dude, send Claude to Japan. He can film the 500 yen sugar daddy. Yes, it's stuck. So, $1.50 sugar daddy.
500 yen in Japan,
500
baby.
Yen in Japan. Anybody know what it is in euro?
Go to xc.com, dude. Get the exchange rate.
Get the exchange rate for what kind of a sugar daddy is Claude in all these other countries? So. Anyhow.
Dude, if we still had lira.
You'd be a couple thousand sugar daddy. Hey, what we're going to do right now, we need to take a break. We got to. What the fuck are you clicking
Why
on?
Do they send me a dude in cosplay?
Because that's.
I hate you people.
How much they love you, dude. Pure and simple how like much
say,
they love you.
I think Asian women have that little exoticness right there, and I think dudes do kind of dig that, mostly because of our media exposure, because let's face it, dude, whereas our parents were a fucking generation, maybe this is not totally fair to say to them, because not all of our parents are baby boomers per se,
yeah.
But let's face it, dude, they grew up on Hanna-Barbera and Davy Crockett coonskin caps, dude,
yeah.
And we had fucking Nintendo and a whole bunch of Japanese influence, dude.
You know, and that's, I think, you know what, before we go to break, I will agree with you, that was what finally broke the barrier. Before that, we were not getting that environment, and that is exactly what did it.
Stop sending me dudes in cosplay. Women only. Good-looking women. And, yeah, the thing about that, too, is, you know, what I do kind of dig about Asian women, you know, they don't really necessarily get that big when they get older. Sure, it can happen, but your chances are lower. I'm a hypocrite, dude. I don't want a woman who shaves more or eats more than me.
There you go. Everybody's got goals. All right, you're listening to...
Apparently the $1.25 Canadian dollar sugar daddy. Great, I'm a $1.25 loony.
That's a $1.75 Canadian dollar.
75, I'm sorry.
Sugar daddy. We have to do this. We'll have to collect this and put this up on the site just to see your exchange rate as a $1.50 sugar daddy. All right, hey, we'll be back. We're going to take a break. I'm your host, Trencher.
I, of course, am apparently now the $1.50 sugar daddy, Claude Balls.
We will be back in just a little bit.
Spankwagon Radio, we will return.
watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch. I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
You
Yeah, you should close that door. On the air. So everyone can hear us close the door. You're the new Foley artist for Spank Wagon Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, you're back with us. Like we said, this is Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your
Spank
host.
Wagon Radio.
I am your host, Trencher.
I am the $1.50 sugar daddy, Claude Balls. That ain't going nowhere.
I like that. That's funny.
Not for a long time.
I think we need to do some bits. I think we need to get two bits out of the way here. So let me go ahead and minimize that and get ready. Hey, by the way, what we'll do then is real quick. We know the listeners are out there. Go ahead. Get your asses over to spankwagon.net. Click on the cam and chat. Join the chat room because we're going to be doing mad props, but we're going to do it right after Shitty MIDI. So what I'm going to do right now, we're going to play the MIDI, and the person who in the chat room guesses, the first guess of what this is for the Shitty MIDI of the week will win the Jack Shit prize or award, depending on its relative importance to you. So you ready?
Dude, I'm
You don't even
psyched.
Know what this is.
Yes, I do not know.
So go ahead and turn my volume up. Cue it.
Let's crank it, dude.
There we go. And you
all
ready?
All the way to 11. Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear this. Because
okay.
I'm curious myself.
Oh, you... Don't look. First in the chat room, they guess it. Oh, it is a MIDI.
I think I know what this is, yeah. I do. I think at least.
Anybody in the chat room want to guess what this week's Shitty MIDI is for the Jack Shit prize? Anyone? Someone thought it was a Mortal Kombat MIDI. Nope, you're wrong. Anybody have a guess?
God, I know the song.
Oh,
but
here's a good part.
I don't know the name of this song. I really don't.
Anybody in the chat room? Because if this goes, no one gets the Jack Shit prize this week. And how someone cannot win Jack Shit is beyond me.
God, this makes me want to break dance fight.
Reverend may have a guess. We're running out of time here, folks.
Unless you want to loop it.
No, I don't think I necessarily want to loop it.
No, that was a joke. That's satire, Trent.
Oh, that's sarcasm. No yeah. One is getting the Shitty MIDI of the week?
Dude, I know the song. I don't know.
Okay, let me play the beginning again. Let me just play it from beginning again. Give everybody another chance, and then we'll unveil what it is. Well, this is the first time Duke has ever been wrong with Shitty MIDI. He just said Whitesnake.
It's pretty far from Whitesnake. I know the band, but I honestly don't know the name of the song.
All right. So can anybody even guess the band, aside from you, Claude? All right. So here we're going to do. We're going to stop this.
Hey, B&M woke up to let us know that everyone has failed at posting pictures of hot Asian chicks.
And he'll post. By the way, what is this week's Shitty MIDI? We'll give that a rest. Anybody got any guess? Well, hey, there we go.
Hey now.
B&M did a good job. All right.
B-Win gets
and
the
if
prize
you were,
by
if
default.
He might just win the Jack Shit prize. for being the first to post a cute Asian chick. All right. No one. Chat room.
Oh, yeah.
Bring up the chat room.
Sorry, I'm looking.
Okay.
Up. Oh, dude, more. Yeah.
No one has a. No.
No one has a guess.
No one has a guess. So here's what we'll do. We'll play the actual song. And you guys all suck at this. Are you that or I picked something way too hard? Now, if you don't have a clue now, you guys are really lost. Oops, sorry.
Dude, I really seriously don't know the name of this goddamn song.
Well, you don't even know.
All I know is, I was at the party!
Yeah, and it's Down In It by Nine Inch Nails. If they would have said Nine Inch Nails, I think it would have been.
Dude, I'm like, okay, I know the song. This. There you go.
Yeah, Up Above It. Or, no, Down In It, Up Above It.
I don't know what it. I've always said I was of a body.
Oh, now Reverend points out, God, that is a terrible MIDI of Down In It. Thank you. That's why it's shitty MIDI of the week.
Does he win the prize for being so obvious?
No, we're going to give it the prize to BNM for posting cute Asian chicks.
But I'd also like to take this time to kind of segue backwards. Of the three pics that BNM posted, yes, they are of attractive Asian women.
But they're not of cosplay.
No, they're not of cosplay. That doesn't matter.
And none of them have blue hair.
It didn't matter. Anyhow, the thing about it is, though, I really only kind of dug on the first one.
The one that's wrapped up in gauze standing in the tub?
Yes.
Oh.
Asian women, for me, they have to have a certain kind of look. That one right there, the one in the water right there, yeah, she does. She looks great. I ain't going to lie to you, dude. If you're straight and that doesn't turn you on, dude, you're fucking dead. I got to be honest with you. She looks good, but she has a, I don't know, there's
something missing there for you, huh?
There's so, yeah.
Anyhow, so do you want to move on to Mad Props?
Yeah.
Okay,
not?
Let's preface the Mad Props music this week okay. A little bit.
We're going to play you the traditional Mad Props music in title.
Well, in title is, we don't know what we're listening to. You're going to actually hear this the first time we hear this.
I randomly downloaded something off of LimeWire that I thought was the same.
Yeah, if you've been listening to the whole show, basically...
Claude's PowerBook broke.
And, so now we have to find the music again. The only thing is, we're looking for the song I'm In With the Outcrowd by Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs.
And you go online to look for the song. And
all anybody thinks Sam the Sham ever sung was Wooly Bully and Little Red Riding Hood. Because no one shares anything else.
Yeah.
Never mind the fact he did I'm In With the Outcrowd and at least 17 other songs.
At least 17 other songs on this new compilation. So we searched for the title. We got something from Jesus and Mary Chain. We don't know if this is the same song.
And I have no idea how this is going to sound.
We'll figure a way to do Mad Props on
I just hope this isn't going to be like another fucking track, too. I hope we don't discover track 3 by accident.
Another depressing song. We'll find out.
Sounds like Viva Las Vegas.
Yeah, I know. I don't think we got it.
I'm real tempted to say we really missed it. Maybe he'll say it.
They don't say it.
Fuck it. Okay, so this week's Mad Props. Now let's continue on with it. We bought this ticket. Let's take the ride.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's give Mad Props to the man who provides us with J-Porn, BNM.
Mad Props.
Let's say hello to Gog.
Mad Props.
Let's say hello to, oh shit.
Mad Props.
Reverend Hammer!
Mad Props!
The Duke!
Mad Props.
Vocaris.
Mad Props.
I also want to point out, you brought the... You didn't even bring the clicker lickers.
God damn it, they didn't know that till you said it.
Oh, they could tell. Our listeners aren't dumb.
He does say it.
He does. But it's typical Jesus and Mary Chain, you know? I listen to them, you know. I have like their a couple of their albums, and yeah, they typical Jesus and Mary Chain because they just over modulate everything, just ridiculous amounts of modulation. All right.
Wow. I mean, just listening to that alone, dude, I want to shoot heroin and like steal a car.
Oh, there you go. At least you have goals in life now. That song helped you find goals in life.
Yes.
What do you want to do?
Never mind Jesus.
Do you want
to the Jesus and the Mary Chain?
Never mind Jesus with us. Hey, do you want me to cover the for everybody who doesn't know, Claude, Flying J, myself, we had these long-winded argument conversations after the show. Flying J decided, he said, why don't you guys do something like every other morning show does? Or every other talk show and have a news segment. So I'm like, okay, we can try this wholeheartedly or try this half-heartedly. Either way, we're not really convinced it'll work. So what we're going to do is try it wholeheartedly, give it a fair amount of effort...
The problem is my heart's not in doing straight news.
Yeah, your heart's definitely not
well,
in.
Well, give me something and I'll read it, dude.
You what?
I'll read it. I'll be all professional. I'll be Walter Cronkite of the news.
Well, what we're going to do... Well, here, Lee. Pick two.
Pick two. Jesus Christ, it's like I'm playing three-card Monty.
Come on, pick a card, any card. The news articles you read, you'll be responsible for making them worthwhile. That's not a paper. Oh, there you go.
It's not paper.
All right. So basically, what we're gonna do is we're gonna try to.
Hey, look at that, dude. That's pretty cool. I got two.
Two good ones. Would you think I find slouchy news?
Yeah, probably something like End Her Roses won Best in Show.
All right. So what we're gonna do? Let me get it ready. We're gonna go ahead. We're gonna try this. This is gonna be spank news. So, we can prove to Jay that yes, giving it full effort, it's still not part of the show. Ladies and gentlemen, now, the news according to Spank.
The action Spank news.
First up, Halliburton gets contract to pry gold fillings from New Orleans corpse's teeth. Houston, on Tuesday, Halliburton received a $110 million no-bid government contract to pry the gold fillings from the mouth of deceased victims in New Orleans Gulf Coast area. We are proud to serve the government at this time of crisis by recovering valuable resources from the wreckage of this deadly storm, said David J. Lesser, Halliburton president. The gold we recover from the human rubble of Katrina can be used to make fighter jet electronics, supercomputer chips, inflation-proof grade-A investments, and luxury yachting watches.
Scientific sleuth cracks code to a $54,000 treasure. The BU professor makes sparkling discovery. Once there was a brain scientist whose knowledge was transformed into glittering diamonds. This is no fairy tale. The scientist's name is David Summers, and he is a psychology professor at Boston University. Helped in his background by psychology research, he recently solved a puzzle that, according to an official announcement scheduled for today, yielded him a diamond-encrusted beetle worth $54,000 American.
Ooh.
He also got to have the kind of treasure-hunting, tree-climbing adventure in South Dakota's Badlands that many 40-year-olds have long since stopped dreaming about, and with his best friend to boot. The story begins with a puzzle book called A Treasure's Trove, which has sold more than a 500,000 copies since it was published last November. Part of a genre known as armchair treasure hunting, its fairy-filled narrative contained clues leading to 12 real-life jewels. Together worth more than $1 million donated by the author. Summers, who lives in Arlington, bought the book last winter to share with his three daughters, Juliana, 10 years old, Annika, 8, and Ellie, 6. They spent hours trying to crack the codes in hidden text and lavish illustrations. The family had a lot of company among the book's other fans, many of whom shared their progress in forums online. By this spring, puzzlers began finding the gold tokens that could be redeemed for the jewels. One by one, the tokens were tracked down, all discovered in tree knotholes in public parks around the country, until only one jewel was left, a diamond-encrusted beetle. On a July weekend, he was also completing his tenure application. Summers focused on the puzzle in his spare time and tried to draw strategy from the basic psychology class that he teaches once a year. This trick is often just figuring out what the right problem is to solve, he said. And in this case, he said, it was, how do you approach this puzzle and get inside the head of the puzzler? What could I do to simplify? The solution came to him after a night's sleep and a morning's coffee, which bears out another of his course teachings, that sleep may not provide inspiration, but it often proffers a fresh start. Like the clues to other jewels, the clues to the beetle's location lay hidden in a picture. This one of a children's alphabet blocks. Here, Summer said, his background in research on vision in the mind came in very handy. That image of blocks happened to bear a striking resemblance to the one devised by Summer's academic mentor. Another advantage, Summers was accustomed to transforming a two-dimensional picture into three dimensions in his mind, a common skill among perception researchers like himself. That dramatic day in July, he saw the picture in a slightly different three-dimensional way than he had before. The key, he realized, lay in the wood grain patterns on blocks, which, looked at in the right way, could be transformed from 8 two-dimensional patterns into 5 three-dimensional ones. Using a computer program he had created and a code key the online community knew had worked for other puzzles in the book, he generated a list of 480 possible strings of letters. Scanning them slowly, looking for meaning, he found one that read, Badlands Wolverine. Bingo! It took just a few minutes of Googling to find out that the Badlands National Park in South Dakota, there was a place called White River Overlook. By midnight the following night, Summers and his best friend, Mark Moglian, had traveled 1,800 miles from his home in Oregon. We're heading into the Badlands. They found a tree in just the location depicted in a map, a treasure's trove. Each of the jewels had 3 cryptic clues in the book. The coded location, a map, and a picture of the tree. But no knothole was to be seen. So Moglian climbed the tree there, and about 9 feet off the ground was a knothole, and he looked into it. Summers, who will share with his bounty with his best friend, recalled the low-key moment that ended the search. Oh, Moglian said, there it is.
And now more for Flying J's preferred Spankwagon news. The notorious Anna Elan, who caught the world's attention by filing a lawsuit against fast food restaurant Wendy's, who claimed to find a piece of human finger in her chili, pleaded guilty to all charges brought to her before in the case. Her co-defendant husband, Jamie Pellicentia, also pleaded guilty Friday to charges that they both faced for conspiring to file a false claim in attempt to grand theft, whatever. The plea of guilty amounts to an admission the two conspired to plant the fingertip in the bowl of chili to set the stage for a lawsuit against Wendy's, which was meant by the company's own record of $100,000 for information seeking to the source of the actual finger. A week before yesterday's trial, the prosecutor for Santa Clara County, Deputy District Attorney Chuck Gillingham, made it clear that the two would not be offered a plea bargain. Gillingham expressed confidence in the strength of the case against them. Wendy's International said the negative publicity generated by the LA claims cost the company $2.5 million, which is only shy of the tragedy that was the Mr. Wendy's ad offer.
Singer Waits files lawsuit against General Motors Unit. Singer Tom Waits, in Frankfurt, Germany, said Thursday he has filed a lawsuit against a unit of automaker General Motors Corporation and a German advertising agency for allegedly using a soundalike in a series of European ads. The 55-year-old singer, whose distinct gravelly voice has won him 2 Grammy Awards, filed the lawsuit this week with a state court in Frankfurt listing Adam Opel AG and the advertising firm McCann Erickson as the defendants. Andres Schumacher, Waits German lawyer, said the singer was approached numerous times about the ads last year, but declined, citing a policy of not doing commercials.
Now, let's hear the voice that they want to sell you a car with.
They got the money out there, giving it away. I want a new one, I want something to get away.
And now for a quote.
Yes. Waits is seeking damages and any profits derived from the ads for violating his personality rights, Schumacher said. Tom Waits was quoted saying,
apparently the highest compliment car of cultural brands against nowadays is to be in an ad and deal a negative purring on the hood of a new car. I have adamantly and repeatedly refused this dubious honor,
Waits said in a statement.
Well, the court can't make me active at radio! I am asking you to make me radioactive to advertisers!
Rob Speck, the manager of McCain Erickson in Frankfurt, said the agency spoke with Waits in May and had changed the music in the ad campaign. He said the company had not gotten a copy of the lawsuit yet, and Opel spokesman said he couldn't comment because the company had not yet received a copy of the lawsuit. Waits' albums include the Grammy-winning Bone Machine and Mule Variations! And as an actor, he's appeared in The Outsiders, The Fisher King, and most notably, Bram Stoker's Dracula.
And that's your Spankwagon News. Dude, you need a throat lozenge after that one?
God.
Jesus. So there you go. I mean, for Flying J, we did it for Flying J.
And I think myself personally, it kind of failed really miserably.
I mean, if he wants to do news, what the hell?
If he wants to do news, that's fine. Myself, you know, I don't think that this quite worked out.
No, I mean, you know, we will get.
We had to do it. We had to prove it to you, and we're really sorry we did this to our listeners.
So if you quit listening, which actually doesn't look like it happened.
God, I'm amazed. I would.
Yeah, I'm kind of amazed too. So, I would have definitely stopped listening quite early.
Are the studio Oompa Loompas attacking? God, we wish they'd at least be flashing us.
The studio Oompa Loompas would be slightly more entertaining than
God.
Slightly more entertaining than
we have one studio Oompa Loompa loves to flash, and I realized something a couple days ago.
What's that?
She looks like Mick Jagger.
What?
I was watching.
That's a mean.
I was watching rock
mean.
And roll. I was watching Rock and Roll Circus, man, with the Rolling Stones, and I just realized that. That's yeah.
Pretty fucking mean, dude. Maybe true though.
Apparently, Gog has quit, but he is apparently a big KMFDM fan.
Wrapped up in the God exploding in your face.
Yes.
From Symbols.
Uh huh.
Thank you. So yeah, that was an attempt. Too bad Flying J wasn't here. He could do his part of it because he wanted to do it where. We sit here and we read the news and try to get through the news, and he does witty banter.
Yes, and the problem is right there, we have to do the work of reading the news and literally in bad cop, good cop scenario. And I hate reading the news, ladies and gentlemen. I was fucking bored out of my mind. I wanted to choke Trencher for handing me a 2-page article.
You know, and
I'm thankful we cut it off early.
See, that's why I took the other article, because it also was 2 pages. You picked those two. Yes. I didn't hand you those two.
I was going to read the NIello like... In a world where Wendy's has chili fingers. No, I was going to do the funny voice, but fortunately, you afforded me Tom Waits, which means I...
You got to fucking really kill your vocal cords.
Thank you, yes. I feel like I've just thrown up in my mouth.
I'm Tom Waits, and I'll sing for you.
God, man, I feel like I've thrown up in my mouth. My esophagus is burning, Trencher.
Another thing is, so interestingly enough, I like listening to Tom Waits.
Fucking Tom Waits. Yeah, I'm sure that's good make-out music at the old fucking Trencher house.
Baby, let's put on a little bit of romantic music.
You know what I'm thinking tonight, man?
I think
we're going to have a nice candlelight dinner. And what we're going to do, man, is we're going to have, you know, some really nice, some sexy dessert. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to carry you upstairs, man. I'm going to lay you down on some new satin sheets. I'm going to put on some mood music, man, and we're just going to let the night take care of itself.
Monaro Oven!
Fuck me, Trench! Fuck me! That's just not right. Are we looking at the last? We're looking at like the last 7 minutes. We don't got anything more. Let's look at more J-pop.
Let's see. Ooh.
She's seen Weird Science.
I kind of. Thank you. You just ruined that.
Everybody who's 18 or older, head into the chat room. You still got time. Tons of porn being shared all throughout the chat room tonight. Some of it's really good.
Bra on her head, and you have to ruin it with a picture of fucking farmer to... Hey,
hey,
check that out. Now, that's the kind of Japanese girl I like right there.
Really? Why? Why? Why do you like... we're looking at a very slender, very, very,
you know,
very
and
attractive,
I'm,
but
and
very slender.
I'm not looking at her body so much. I'm not looking at her body so much. What I'm looking at right
nice
there.
Nice face, good complexion.
It's the image she puts
off. She's probably 40.
The, you know, and women, well, no, she's not, dude. Once the problem with Asian women, dude, is they look really hot when they're young, dude, but if they get too old, if you don't bury them soon enough, dude. They
how can you bury them soon? They live for fucking ever.
They turn into prune face.
Oh, that is very true. Yeah.
Like if you're watching Dick Tracy. See, the, what I like about her is see the eyes right there? She's got kind of that look of innocence, but she knows she's in control. and
or at least for $100 a photo, she's in wonderful control.
Yes. And she doesn't have the too round of a face. I don't like women who have that uber round face. Dude.
Like you.
Nah, I wouldn't say like me. What I'm thinking of is the people who look like Filipinas and stuff, you know?
I see.
See, this looks like the same one right there. Very nice right there. Japanese women also... seem to have magic bush that keeps itself in line.
But it's huge. I mean, you know, huge. There's bush there, you know.
I like the mountain man bush.
Wait, you like mountain man?
Not mountain men, you dumb fuck.
What the hell?
No, not fucking mountain men, dude.
Well, I guess everybody has to have a goal.
Let's do it hermit style. See this one right there? See, she's got kind of a look, too. See, she is kind of round right there, but see
by
the way,
eyes? We are looking at photos that are showing him in the chat room, so if you're missing out,
yeah.
You got to get to the chat room.
We're grading prawn in here, by the way.
And now people are saying, I wonder what pics they're talking about. Well,
yeah, there's weird science.
There's weird science again. It's a bunch of stuff. Looks like who posted?
Okay, Reverend Hammer. Reverend Hammer. I'm talking about the ones that Oatshit just put in. The one I really dig that he put in was
Give the
one.
URL to everyone so everybody could see the
oh,
one you
fuck
really
fuck you,
did.
Dude. Gee, oh,
give,
fine.
Give,
here's
give
number
it,
one.
Give it.
http://www.tojob.org /forum/pics/ya1.jpg.
There you go. That's the one you like. So
anybody's going to fucking like play, hit rewind right now.
Well, they can't do it, but if they're listening to the podcast, you damn straight they can.
And where can they find the podcast, Trench?
Podcast.lvrocks.com.
I'm going to force that into every show now.
Damn. Not like they can rewind, but they can if they have a podcast. Ah, fuck.
Yeah. Like I say, dude, the Asian women right there, dude. It's the exotic kind of look that I really do kind of dig.
Hey, where is our own Asian bitch? He hasn't shown up at all today.
I don't know where he's at.
What a damn shame.
Well, I hope he's okay.
If anybody sees Flying J on a leash getting pegged by his wife, tell him hi for us, or getting J-pegged by his wife.
No, he's getting red-pegged.
Red-pegged. Red-pegged. Sounds bloody going in, bloody coming out, I guess. If you
red
lowest cone coming denominator. We haven't said...
Ah, dude. He's generating his own red tide.
Oh, that killer red tide.
God.
I don't even have...
You ever had a bloody nose and blown... You ever had like a bloody nose, worst, but you blow your nose, dude?
Worst bloody nose I ever had. I didn't even know I had a bloody nose.
All I'm picturing is Flying J having the bloody ass, dude.
Dude.
Red spray.
I kid you not. Bloody nose. I didn't even realize I had it. I thought I had a runny nose. So I do this on my arm. I pull my arm away, and it is covered in
That's
blood.
Fucking disgusting,
I freaked
dude.
Out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Your arm's covered in bloody snot, dude.
Bloody snot. I looked down at my shirt, my white shirt.
How old were you?
12.
Jesus Christ, man. So you already look like Mick Foley, dude, with backyard wrestling.
Yeah! Sucko! No. Well, maybe. All right, we got B&M sharing stuff in the IRC.
B&M is going to go ahead and give us some schoolgirl prawn and see how...
See, now, he's in another country. I don't know if this is legal here in the States.
Nah, it's cool, I'm sure. See, in the picture I'm looking at, this chick in the Sailor Moon right there, so far I'm not really digging that
Sailor
too much.
School outfit, whatever, yeah.
God damn it, am I going to get to see close-ups or what?
No, you can't see close-ups. She's probably only 12.
Nah, she's a little more than 12. Long sleeves, red scarf. Let's see if we can get that one particular picture up. God damn, there's a lot of pictures here. See, some of these women right there, I'm really not digging too much. Let's take a look at this one right there. See that right there? Don't
the
like
round
that.
Face. You don't like
don't
the
like
the,
that.
The basically the excuse me the overweight face. Okay, makes
it's,
sense.
It's not this overweight because dude, if a full figure Japanese woman, dude, that's fucking hot, dude. I'm serious, dude. That I
well,
like.
Well, no shit, full figures Japanese. You know, tits on anything that's cute
dude,
is going to be
good.
Dude, you know, because
they're rare too. It makes it even more
it's
exotic.
Rare. It's like finding a diamond. in your stool, Sam.
See that right there? Very cute. But the problem is right there, that's a little too young face. Yeah.
Way too young faced. Yeah, I would say so. Yeah. Anyhow, before we go into porn, we actually need to start wrapping up the show. Now, let me get Tom Waits out of the playlist.
Short sleeves, other... Ooh, dude, cardigan sweaters.
Oh, here we go.
What do we have here? Bless you, B&M. She looks like she's more from Singapore than Asia.
Okay. Damn it. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to...
Spakewagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
I am the $1.50 sugar daddy, Claude Balls.
And you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show.
God damn, can you send me a fucking site with less pop-ups? You've been listening to Spakewagon Radio.
We do need to thank quite a few people for letting this come through. First off, big thank you to LVRocks.com. That's you, Mr. Diggs. Thank you. Thank you for giving us the studios and the seats and the microphones and the boards. A big thank you to our syndicates, PureRockRadio.net, ExtremeRadioTampa.com, MegaRock-Radio.com, KCHost.net, and RealMusicNetwork.com. We also want to say a big thank you to the friends of Spankwagon, All Star Felons, Ars Anime, Daily Noise, Subject to Discussion, VFTP. And according to Claude here, B&M deserves a big round of applause as well.
You get an extra helping.
Again, I've been your host, Trencher.
I am the ill fellow. I can't even say, dude, because I'm the $1.50 sugar daddy, Claude Balls. This has been Spakewagon Radio.
We will be back next week.
Same time in your local time zone.
And don't forget to check out our podcast,
Spakewagon. Have a good night.